Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. If you want to also interact with us live, you can jump into the chat room at smoothdrama.com. Smoothdrama.com, the chat room is live. It's always live. And it's always anonymous. So if you want to go in there and you want to spit your QAnon, your Vietnam, and your Korean Anon, all that, it's available to you. We take all conspiracy theorists, we take all comers, and you can be whoever you want to be. It's like they had that commercial, be all that you can be. Here, Smooth Drama, we allow that. And if you want to social network with us, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Big Boomers, Mr. J will add you. Myself or Big Boomers, Mr. J, will add you to the Smooth Drama group. Don't ask me why he's Big Boomers.
I was going to say, what is a Big Boomer?
It's better than the Little Boomer. Okay. All right. So, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. We'll let you in. I think. Also, wherever you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk about whatever, whenever, however, wherever. That's what we do. All right, and speaking of talking, Brown Sugar.
Yes, sir.
It's the eve of the apocalypse.
It's the eve of the apocalypse.
It's the apocalypse, right? It's scrumptious. It's delicious. It's magically delicious, like Frosted Lucky Charm. I didn't know that Lucky Charms was frosted, though. Was it?
Lightly frosted.
Lightly frosted.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Not like frosted flakes.
Okay, yeah. I know.
Or sugary.
Yeah, it's a frosted Lucky Charms. It's magically delicious. It's a whole song. I remember all them songs. I wonder why they stopped with the cool songs.
I don't know.
It's crazy. Anyway, for those of you who are fans of this scrumptious apocalypse, guess what? We up in the ante. Not only is it apocalypse eve. Guess what? Brood 10 is coming.
Brood 10
is Kikadas. Kikadas?
I have no idea what any of that is. What is that?
Some people mistake them for locusts. They emerge after 17 years. So every 17 years, they come from the underground, drop their seeds, and do whatever they do. And so that you know, it's going to be trillions of them. Just look up
over the world or in the United States?
In the United States. Of course in the United States. 15 states is going to get it. So if you are in one of these 15 states, you about to get that work. So Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and their cousin, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Those 15 states about to get that work. People mistake them for locusts because they kind of look just like them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just brightly colored locusts. Mm-hmm. And yeah, trillions of them about to emerge after a 17-year-long hibernation.
But they're just bugs, though. Like, what are they going to do? Just annoy people?
Yeah, they fly around, you know. There's trillions of them, though.
Well, I don't think it's going to be trillions of them all at one time.
Yeah, so... Yeah. All right, so
over what? Over a week? Over a month? Over a year?
I mean, just divide trillions by 15.
15 what, years?
States.
Oh. I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah. They're going to appear. They're going to be everywhere. So, y'all get ready.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I find it strange that we don't have any bugs like we used to. I haven't seen a snail in forever.
See snails all the time.
You do? I don't. I haven't seen a snail in forever, like 2 years. I haven't seen a snail.
Yep. Yeah. Snails all the damn time. It's like,
I don't know.
I want to keep salt just for the
nasty
ass.
No, don't kill them. You don't kill bugs.
What are you talking about?
You can kill them.
Escargot, people eat them.
And that's disgusting.
Anyway.
I don't eat escargot.
You know what?
What?
People always talk about what's disgusting and whatnot. Now,
for me, it is. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, not tell anybody else to eat it. If they love it, then
right. I mean,
have at it.
Obviously, there are people who love escargot.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm not one of them, so I'll agree with you on that. But at the same time.
You don't
time,
argue with me about something you agree with me about.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, though. You know, we can say there's some stuff that's disgusting, but people here eat hot dogs and sausage.
Yeah.
You don't know what's in that. It's ground up whatever.
Well, that's all.
But I'm just saying. So we could say escargot is disgusting, but there's some stuff that other people look at us like,
yeah,
y'all some nasty bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just saying. Speaking of nasty bastards, apparently, I didn't know that there was reusable toilet paper.
Yes, I was equally as shocked.
I didn't know there was reusable toilet paper.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but it does surprise me, just because of the trend of reusable of a lot of stuff. But like I was, you know, like I was saying earlier, it's really no different than cloth diapers, in a sense. I mean, the only difference is, you know, like baby poop and pee is kind of like, you know, it ain't too much, but milk. But like a grown person, and like, I'm like, how are you cleaning that? Like, what do you do with it after you use it?
I'm going to say this. If you use, I'm just going to say it. If you use reusable toilet paper, I ain't going to say you scum of the earth. But, yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make them scum.
I ain't going to say, I'm not saying scum. I said, I'm not going to say you scum of the earth.
Yeah, but you brought it up, though. If anybody out there does use it, so if anybody out there uses that or the reusable, like, underwear for menstrual cycles or the reusable pads for menstrual cycles, I'd love for you to call in and explain it to me.
No.
No, for real. I don't know anybody personally that uses them. So I would love for somebody that uses them to explain it to me. Like, what do you do with it?
Don't explain it to me.
There's lots of things, different things that are new, you know. Because I always wonder, like, what did they do before maxi pads? Like, you know, like, what did our great-great-grandmothers use?
Well,
they didn't have that.
Well, apparently they did have pads in ancient Kemet as well as Rome. Most advanced civilizations, they actually had birth control and stuff like that. You know, for some strange reason,
it got lost
in the shuffle. But they handled their business. Folks had technology and stuff. It's just when the smart people get killed,
they didn't write it down, or right, nobody could transcribe the
languages. They didn't have libraries and stuff. And
yeah.
The library that they did have, they wasn't respecting. Oh, that's books and stuff. It's sort of like now, right? Like, you know, it's like, oh, you trying to kick knowledge? You trying to kick knowledge? Folks want to shoot you, stab you, because you want to be
educate.
Smart. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the people who use reusable toilet paper.
I don't know. Like, I haven't talked to anyone, but, like, I've seen videos, and the videos, like, they're talking about the environment and how good it is for the environment. So, I mean, I don't know.
Whose environment?
What do you mean?
Ain't good for my environment.
Just it cuts down on waste.
Mm.
What?
No, I'm just saying.
And so, like, you know, if you use pads or like the Tampax, that's plastic and it's not good for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Like I said,
right.
I would love to have a conversation.
We're talking about reusable toilet paper, though.
Okay. I mean, to me, it's all the same.
Okay. I'm just saying. So now you do understand. And I don't know how many times I got to say this. We do not care about the betterment of the species. There's no money in that. So getting stuff that would be good for the environment, there's no money. If there was money in it, it would happen. But there's no money in it, so it's not happening. How many times?
I mean, I'm not disagreeing. It's just, you know, it just makes me sad. That's all.
Okay, I'm just saying, reusable toilet paper. You kicking knowledge? You trying to kick knowledge?
What about reusable toilet paper?
Yeah, that's these people.
I'm
just saying.
I don't know.
I don't think it's intellectuals using reusable toilet paper.
Yeah, I can't.
It's not.
I mean, I understand the betterment of the environment, but I can't see myself doing it.
Yeah. I know I'm not doing it. And if you have it at your house,
call in and talk to us about
it. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm curious. I want to know.
I'm treating you like a hostile witness. I'm just saying, if you call in talking about the virtues of reusable toilet paper, your argument better be A1.
I would assume that they would have a pretty good argument for them to even think about and actually go through it.
Mm.
I mean, they've had to, like, think about it and plan it out. Like, they have a system. You cannot not have a system with that.
Okay.
That's why we couldn't do it, because it's like, do I want to make a system up for that?
Well, what we're talking about here is, so you're washing reusable toilet paper.
Yeah.
You're washing reusable toilet paper. Obviously, it's you would have to use it in a load by itself.
Yeah.
I'm
just like, where do you store it, though, in between?
Okay.
You can't wash it every day. So then are you rinsing it out in the sink, in the bathtub?
Yeah, where are you storing it?
Exactly.
Brown sugar?
I don't know. Somebody to call in and tell me. Like I said, once upon a time, I was able to get a diaper service, and, you know, it sounded good, and it seemed kind of cool at first, and then I, you know, had to think about some things, and I canceled it not too long, maybe about 6 months into it.
I'm gonna say this. It seems like that would be like the punishment. Like, I won't even say punishment, but I just know it's the Ronald Reagan thing. Trickle down economics. And we talking about trickle down chores. Guess what? I got kids. Y'all going to alternate cleaning the reusable toilet paper.
Okay, you can't. How old are your kids, though?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
You can't have your 2-year-old, your 3-year-old doing it.
I'm talking about, so your teenagers, hey, you're washing the reusable toilet paper.
I would assume everybody washes their own. That would only be like,
so we're
going, everybody has to wash.
We segregating our toilet paper?
Well, what I'm saying is,
we're segregating our toilet paper.
Segregating. So after you use it, you have to, whatever, rinse it out and put it in the hamper or whatever. I don't know. I thought I want somebody to call in.
All right. So my stomach turned like 5 times.
Like, I don't know what you do with it after you use it.
My stomach curled 5 times after that. So, yeah. That's it. Yeah. So, it's still the apocalypse, right? So, Canadian couple. You ever been to Canada?
I have not, but I'd love to go.
It's a beautiful place.
I'm sure. It seems like it. I see pictures.
So, there was a Canadian couple who, they got fined for breaking curfew.
Okay.
She's walking her dog.
Okay. I mean,
so, but she told him, look, I'm walking my dog. But it was her husband on the leash.
Yeah, you need to get fine. Play your little game
in the
privacy of your own home. Walk him in the backyard.
Wait. No, because she said she tried to argue with the police. I'm not breaking the coronavirus rules. It's permitted to break curfew in order to walk your dog. Yeah.
That was a sex game.
Yeah, one of them had the other on the leash, and she said she was taking her dog, pointing to her partner, out on the walk.
That was a sex game, and play your game in the privacy of your own home. Especially during a pandemic.
That's not sex. Look, wait, hold up.
Are you serious?
Okay.
That's not a sex game.
It's not a sex game.
Okay.
That's a power game. He's the dog. He's on the leash. And she's walking him. He's the dog. So we start talking about, so we had a strict interpretation of what a dog is. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, an animal is a four-legged animal.
Okay, so if he's on his hands and knees, he's the pet.
Yeah, but he's not.
It's different.
I mean, I feel like in public, yes. We're not playing that. I'm not. Okay. Go home with all that. All
right.
And it's a pandemic. I ain't got time. You get a ticket.
Okay, but, I mean, you can get it from a dog. So it's like, am I missing something? Walking her dog.
That's foolery.
It's tomfoolery?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just asking the question.
I'm all for, you know me, I'm all for all that, but right now is not the time.
You're all for that?
I mean, you know, whatever turns you on.
I don't know.
Whatever turns you on, if that keeps the spark alive in their relationship, that's a beautiful thing.
You think that that's what was keeping the spark, just her walking him? It's like,
I mean,
maybe
it's a whole setup, I'm sure. It's a whole thing they have going on.
Yeah, he was the dog. She's 24, he's 40, he's the dog.
Yeah, but right now is not a good time.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Yeah. They probably would have got a second look, but nobody would have thought about fighting them if it hadn't been a pandemic.
So anybody out there, if you're trying to walk your dog, a.k.a. your pet.
After curfew,
which our curfew is in 40 minutes.
We have a curfew?
We never didn't have a curfew. You never called it off. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, unless I missed the announcement.
I don't know.
When he put the curfew out there.
What time is the curfew?
10?
10. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I the only person that pay attention to stuff around here?
I mean, I heard it, and I listened, but I don't think I...
We talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I mean, now that you bring it up, but I haven't thought about it since our conversation last.
Apparently. Yeah,
I've been out, and nobody's pulled me over.
Yeah, fact, because...
Thousands of us have been out. I see hundreds of cars.
Right, because the cops said... We're not fooling with nobody.
Okay, well, I mean...
Right. See, because what happens? I mean, the cops are like, look, I can pull over the wrong person, I can get COVID. So the cops are like, hell no. I'm touching none of that. So, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. So,
yeah, I mean...
Yep. So, for all you people out there trying to get your... Trying to get it on.
I mean.
Hopefully you don't win the cop lottery. But there is a cop lottery.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's funny now that you say it. I'll probably be more mindful because I didn't think anything about it before.
All right. Well, I mean, speaking of being mindful, There's an Oregon man. This is funny. I've seen this everywhere. Got sent to me. It's just hilarious. There's an Oregon man who stole a woman's car with the child in the back seat, only to return the 4-year-old and get on the mom about her parenting. Like, what kind of mom are you? So what happens is the woman goes into the grocery store in Beaverton, Oregon. She left the car running with the child in the back seat. Door unlocked. Went to buy, she said, to buy a gallon of milk and some meat.
Okay.
You're a lazy bastard.
Just take your baby with you.
And it's 4, though. It's 4. It's not. I'm sorry.
In the morning?
No. It's 4 years old. The baby can walk.
Yeah, so take your baby with you.
Right. You. See, when I talk about that scum of the earth stuff, people make mistakes, but car running. With your baby in the back
car
seat.
Running.
Car running. With the child in the back seat. Unlocked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
You see how that sounds? There's some fundamental problems.
I
want
to talk to people that do that too.
Do you?
Yeah, because I'm like, I really like to know what people are thinking when they do crazy stuff.
No,
like
see,
that.
I'm just thinking open hand. Open hand.
Yeah, but I'm not saying she doesn't deserve the open hand, but I'm just saying
open hand.
I like to just have a conversation. You know, I like to conversate.
All right. So. I mean, and it's funny because there's a paradox, right? So homie is like, shit, it's a car running.
Exactly.
It's like, it's my lucky day. Even though he's scum of the earth because you're stealing somebody's car. Right? You're stealing somebody's car. Now, but then he notices there's a kid in the back. Like, what the fuck? There's a kid in the back.
Exactly.
He sees the kid, pulls back into the parking lot, giving the child to the mother, and then gave it to her. Like, What the fuck? How you gonna leave your kid in the car running? I could steal the car. I could have stole your kid. I should call the police on your ass.
And he should have. An anonymous. I mean, but does it matter, though? Well, I guess he should have, though. He didn't even have to say he stole the car. He could have said he saw somebody doing it.
Okay, but he came back in the car.
Yeah.
So it's obvious he stole it.
I guess. I don't know.
Ain't no guesses.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying.
It's obvious he stole
it. I don't know
it.
What his options are.
Well, see, I'm just going to say that when you're walking around looking for stuff to steal, you're not in a good place mentally.
No.
I'm just...
You're not.
Just speculating.
Yeah.
You're just not
you
in a good place.
You got other things on your mind,
obviously. Yeah. You're just not in a good place. So, yeah. He said, take your damn kid. You're lucky I don't call the police on you. But I'm going to go... I'm going to fence your car, though. You see how it just this story is wrong on like 900 different levels.
Yes, it is.
The dude who's still in my car is lecturing me on some shit. There's some etiquette to this, homie. You don't leave your kid, homie.
You don't leave your kid.
Rules, you don't leave your kid. You know, I could have did all this stuff. Here you go. Leaving your kid. You on some bullshit.
I mean, I feel like he was kind of justified. I applaud. Yes. Okay, I'm a car thief. That's what I do. But you're a parent. You should have better respect for yourself and your child than to leave them in a running car. I don't know.
Wow.
No?
Wow. Okay.
I'm doing what I do. You're not supposed to be doing this because you have your child. You've endangered your child. I'm not endangering anybody's child. I'm endangering myself, and I'm an adult.
Okay. That's the logic we take.
I mean, that's what he took.
It's apparent. Yeah. You're lucky I don't call the police on you. Call the police
lucky
on
I
you.
Can't. Call the police.
Right. I should. Take your damn kid. Take your kid. What am I going to do with my kid needs groceries? I don't give a woman. Take your damn kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take
all
your right. kid in the grocery store.
Well, I guess.
I don't understand why people leave their car running regardless.
See, now, there's people do that in places where it's really, really cold.
No.
So yeah, I remember we lived in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. and my father would, you know, he had two sets of keys,
mm-hmm.
turn on the car,
mm-hmm.
and then walk back in the house,
mm-hmm.
and
do what he had to do in the house, and then
yeah,
come back out.
And then come out, and then we would go somewhere because
he had to warm the car.
Yeah, he had to warm the car because. When it's like 2 degrees outside, it's really, really cold.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And, yeah, it's going to take about 15, 20. So that's why. But this heifer, yeah, she's a little different. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little different. But, yeah, he lectured her. All right. Speaking of lecturing and... getting tired of screaming. Well, not screaming, but I give you the chance to scream. There's an app, Brown Sugar,
mm-hmm.
called Just Scream Baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a website. So, being the nice guy that I am, I'm going to put it in the Smooth Drama chat room. So, if you're interested... and Just Scream Baby, you can go ahead, it's in the chat room, you can go ahead and dive in. So Just Scream Baby is a hotline created by elementary school teacher Chris Gomer. and the aim was to reduce tension for those needing an outlet. All you have to do is call the hotline and scream for as loud as you want and for as long as you want. Then hang up.
I love it.
Yeah, so he said he wanted to find a prompt that people will respond to, and screaming seemed to be a good fit. So, he launched it just before Election Day in November, and he said he's been an artist and coder since he was a kid, and so he invites people to call a phone number and leave a voicemail for others to hear. So he created a phone line just for screaming. So if you're just interested and you're just one of them people who just feel like, you know what, I need to get this off my chest. Mm-hmm. The link is in the chat room. You can click on it and you can do your cleats.
I hate you so much right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You can do that.
That's just like those rooms. So they have rooms where you can go and break stuff.
Yeah. So I think this one is a little safer.
Yeah.
You don't have to hit nothing, accidentally cut yourself or whatever.
Well, they give you protective gear like goggles and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. But this one you can just scream. Your little hearts out. Scream your little hearts out. It's been a long day. You're mad at whoever, whenever, however, just go on, get it in.
I wonder if you can cuss.
Yeah, you just screaming. you call.
I mean, you know, that doesn't do anything for me.
Why not?
For me, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. I need to cuss.
You can cuss. You can leave a voicemail for others.
Okay.
You can call a phone number and you mother.
Okay.
Mother. Yeah, you just go in.
All right.
You just go in. Make it happen. Yeah. So, 2021, y'all. You go in and get in where you fit in on the cussing, like brown sugar, or if you just want to scream. As Marvin Gaye said a long time ago, make me want to holler. Throw up both my hands.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just let it all go. Exactly. Just spit your lyrics. Spit your lyrics. And then you can be done with it. That's why we do smooth drama. I ain't really trying to talk about nothing. I just like talking. And so, boom, I'm done. After this, I can, if I suck my thumb, I would just suck my thumb all night. But
suck your thumb.
I don't do that. So
you got to figure out a way.
Huh? Yeah. So smooth drama.
All righty.
So I just let it go right here. Then I'm done. I'm good.
Until the next day.
Until the next day. Then I have to go and do it again. So maybe after this I'll just
start screaming.
Yeah. Just make my neighbors like, hey. Whoa, he's tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's
don't do that.
Just screaming.
Because then someone's going to call the police. They don't want any of that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, definitely don't want that. Because, of course, they're going to bust in and say, well, yeah, there's pictures of black people on the wall and all this other stuff. But obviously, he doesn't live here because there's too many books in here. You're shot and killed because, like, too many books.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not funny, but it is funny.
It is funny, actually.
That's not funny, though.
Like, you know what? He's got books everywhere. No. Disregard the black people on the wall, but just books. There's no way that these are his. There's just no way. He just broke in and hung that stuff up real quick so we wouldn't say he's stealing.
Possibly.
All right. On that note, don't go on break. This is Boot Camp Quick. Okie doke.
Go. Sometimes
you hear, baby. Over there, go, right there. Oh, 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 oh uber cooler than any hooligan fronting on the mic, nigga. Who you think you're fooling with? I'll be on the mic, kicking nothing but that nonsense, nigga. Please ease back my coupe in the bomb set. Tell me to maintain and keep doing my thing. Just say, hold me up, turn that. That's a green.
Number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. So, I heard some stuff, Brown Sugar.
What you hear now?
Implications for what happened.
What had happened?
Yeah, you know what had happened that staged kind of maybe sort of rebellion, but it wasn't. It was peaceful, except for, yeah, that thing. That thing, right? It wasn't an insurrection. It wasn't sedition.
It wasn't a riot.
It wasn't a riot. It was just people pursuing their constitutional rights in a nonviolent, nonconformist way. Expressing themselves to all the nations of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
That we are American citizens.
Yeah.
And we will be heard.
Yeah.
So, apparently, aside from people being arrested, getting fired from their jobs, and all that, you can't get none.
Bumble.
Yep, Tinder, Bumblebee, all of the dating sites, once they identify those people using facial recognition and whatnot, they are kicking you off the site. So, if you were at that riot, I mean, peaceful demonstration, I mean, staged American intervention.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
like
a good
that.
One. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so,
American intervention.
If you were there for the staged American intervention, Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, Match, and Plenty of Fish are blocking your account.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's like, because apparently there was a few people who were, they were posing, and dude was talking about, yeah, my whatever, my social media has been blowing up. I'm on fire. Because I guess staged interventions make you popular with the ladies in the Midwest.
Yeah, you're into that type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, I saw you on TV.
Yeah.
Muscles rippling.
Yeah. Standing for your
right. Right. I saw some beads of sweat falling onto your shoulders, and I just like, woo.
Looking sexy in that MAGA hat.
I got to get a piece of that. God, get a piece of that. And so, yeah. It's that. That's it.
Wow. That's crazy.
Just cut off. Just cut off.
I mean, they can still have their Facebook, though. Can't they or no? Do they get their Facebook taken away and all that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Facebook has a dating app thingy site. Use that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'll
be all right.
Yeah, they'll be okay. Just you can't use the internet no more, so you have to do it the old-fashioned way, and just go knocking on people's doors. Hey, I got a MAGA hat. You wanna get it on? Or just go to the bar.
I was going to say.
Just go to the bar.
The grocery store, the bar. Those are all open in those areas.
Right.
So.
Yeah, ain't nobody wearing masks, so you know what they look like
go
anyway.
Chop
so.
Some wood somewhere.
Right. Now you go to the mall. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You have to work a little harder, but.
Yeah. So, good for you. So, after 108 years, Jack Johnson and his wife, Lucille Cameron Johnson, they're free. The charges of transporting a white woman across state lines has been officially thrown out. Now, Donald Trump, a couple years ago.
He pardoned Jack Johnson?
Yeah, he pardoned Jack. That was the first thing he did. He pardoned Jack Johnson.
Was he dead?
Yeah. Jack Johnson's been dead for,
some years.
Yeah, about 90 years now.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out.
He's been gone for a while.
Why are we pardoning? Just so he won't have that on his...
Well, I mean, it was bullshit.
It was.
He took his wife to another state, but they were mad because that was his wife.
Yeah.
Now we'll say this. Yeah, his name is clear, but I'm going to guess that Jack Johnson, if he was alive...
He's a boxer, right?
Yeah, he was a boxer. He
okay,
the first.
And see, that's the thing. I don't remember him as far as the whole transporting his wife. I remember him for his boxing. That's what I'm like. I'm trying to figure out,
Yeah, he
nobody talks about
that. Yeah, he transported a few white women. across the line.
He was trafficking before he was trafficking.
Oh, but he was just slinging it. That was so. Yeah, I'm gonna guess that Jack Johnson, because he didn't give a fuck then, and I'm guessing right now he don't give a fuck right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my life or anything, or doesn't affect me, but I don't care. I never even knew, or maybe I did, but I thought he was just a great boxer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, first all black right. heavyweight champion.
Yeah. That's
that
all
was recognized.
That we remember for.
So yeah. So yeah, they dropped the charges. They posted it like, look, see, we're not racist. We're going to post that Jack Johnson's name is clear. Woo-ha! Hey, I mean, I ain't even do it right.
Yeehaw.
I guess we're cheering for that. I guess.
I mean, I don't see where it matters after his death. It's, one of those things, give me my roses before I die.
Yeah, but it's the American way.
I understand that.
Get your roses after you die.
Yeah, you don't.
Everybody put the roses right there. Everybody say all the nice things about you.
Yeah.
You hope.
Well, at my celebration of life, nobody gets to talk. I've already requested that. There's no 10 minutes of special memories. No, thank you.
What?
No, for what? For what?
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Wow.
For what?
Wow.
Why are we talking now? Why are we talking now?
Folks celebrate you while you're alive.
No.
They can celebrate you.
No.
Yeah, no?
No.
Ooh. Okay.
For what?
All right.
Come. Have your quiet time and go home.
Your quiet time.
Yeah. People come and have a quiet, it's called a quiet hour.
Mm.
You can come there for that hour and be quiet and go home. Sign your name on the book and go home.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not that it matters, because I always feel like people do what they want to do. They can do what they I'm dead. It won't matter what they do.
Okay.
They can,
That just happened.
It's true. I mean, I'm dead. Who knows? I don't know.
Mm. All right.
And I don't care.
I'm
dead.
Apparently.
I'm dead.
Apparently.
Woo. Funerals are for living, not for the dead.
Okay. All right. Now that we got that out the way, talking about funerals, Amazon, guess what? They are starting, or at least thinking about, voting on a union.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I hope folks don't start getting popped off left and right.
I don't know. Something that big needs to be unionized, though.
I agree. Yeah,
I mean, hopefully, it was kind of encouraged a little bit.
You think Jeff Bezos?
I said a little bit.
No, he encouraged that shit. Like what?
I said a little bit.
A union means I gotta pay more. I gotta get lawyers and shit. Right now,
he already has that stuff. He's one of the world's richest.
Yeah,
men. Dude. You can't take the money with you.
Dude made $600 million. During the funding.
Exactly.
I mean,
do right by people that work for you. Just do right by people. If you do right by people, you do good, good will come to you.
Yeah, ain't how you get rich.
He can't get poor.
Oh, you can get poor.
You think he can get poor?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think he can get poor.
Folks will steal that shit from him.
I mean, I'm talking about I guess if he hired the wrong people, then yeah, but... If, like I said, if he does right by people and hires the competent people, it shouldn't be a problem.
see, that's why you're not the representative of rich people.
And that you're right, because, I mean, I feel like when you're that rich, there's no way you can lose your money. Like, how do you do that? His money is working for him. I mean, it doesn't stop. He doesn't stop making money. When would he stop making money?
You would be a horrible representative.
I'm just saying, when does he stop making money?
Mm.
When does the money run out? When does it stop flowing? Just tell me. If it does, then I'll be like, you know what? Okay, it's gonna cut off here, and you know, this is your cut. This is your point, but it's not.
Okay.
I mean, people are buying Amazon. Somebody is shopping on Amazon, shopping at Whole Foods, 24 hours a day, all over the world. No.
Yeah.
There's at least three Amazon trucks on my block every day that I see. I'm not even always looking out the window.
So. And your point is
that he can't be broke.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point ain't to not be broke. The point is to milk these folks and get every dollar
but
out of their ass. Right.
So
now they talking about unionizing. They gonna want sick leave. They gonna want profit sharing bonuses. They gonna want.
I mean.
All
I think
medical.
I mean, it's just like any job. Just because you ask for those things doesn't necessarily mean you get those things. So,
that's what unions bring.
Yeah, but they
stability.
So I know that, but we both know that a union, just because you're represented by a union, doesn't mean it's gonna work in your favor all the time.
Well, no, but
okay.
But for them, it gets better because. Say whatever you want, but having medical?
Oh, definitely.
Having medical and dental? Shout out to all my homies out there who floss and brush them teeth that they want to keep. Gio, I'm just saying, no dental, no medical, life can get hectic.
You were right. I agree.
Life can get hectic.
See,
because it ain't that. It's just like we got car insurance, right?
Yeah.
No, nobody wants to pay car insurance.
No.
Nobody wants to pay for their medical and whatnot. But you break your ankle, you're glad
exactly.
You got it.
But if he does that, he'll have what? Won't the morale be better? His turnover won't be so high.
Hey, he don't give a damn about morale.
No?
No.
Okay. All right.
And you're a billionaire. What the hell do you care about morale?
So if he wants to stay a billionaire, so then that's my point then.
Oh, he's going to stay a billionaire.
Exactly. So what difference does it make if you do right by people? So not do right by people?
I made $600 million, and I ain't did right by people.
True.
So.
I don't know.
So it's sort of like, remember I, Kathy? The movie about, no, I, Tanya.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so there was some logic that the mama used. Tanya Harding asked her mother, why are you so mean to me? Why are you so evil to me? You ain't never had nothing good to say about me, blah, 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 blah. Tanya Harding's mother said, my mama was nice to me. Look how that worked out.
He ain't lying.
If anybody ever watched that movie, one of the deepest parts ever, when she asked that question, and the mom was like, well, my mom wasn't nice to me, and I ain't turned out to be shit. I was being to you. Look how you turned out.
I mean, she still turned out not to be shit, though.
Okay.
She turned out not to be shit to a certain degree. I mean, you know.
Well, she got famous.
Yeah. Well,
she still got to be a celebrity. She's still on shows from time to time. I was like, oh,
but
shit.
She'll forever be known
Yeah.
As the person who ended someone else's career.
But you had the... I mean, they...
You'll always be known as second best.
Yes, they're... The lack of intelligence in that room that they had, I mean...
No, you're right. I agree.
I mean...
There wasn't a lot of critical thinking.
Yeah, well, we would say the collective IQ probably got to 100.
Okay. Between what? Was it 3 or 4? Of them?
It was like... It was...
I know it was the husband. The husband. Her... One, a friend.
Yeah, that the friend.
Yeah.
Right. So it's 4 of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying they got 25 each. Yeah, 25 each. Mm-hmm. However you want to measure intelligence, mm-hmm. whether it be taking tests, because if we're just talking about intelligence tests, we might not get to 100. Might not get to 100. I'm just saying. They're older now, so maybe they could. But back then, yeah, because you learn a little bit in life.
And I'm sure that was a lesson they all learned from.
Yeah, maybe.
They learned something.
I mean, I'm just saying.
They have to.
Collectively, did they get 100?
Not in that instance, no.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're going off the movie. But then, when you research it and what you know, I don't know.
The movie wasn't far from
right.
Even what she admitted to, so.
Right. But then I take it back to Jeff Bezos. Why am I treating them good when I'm getting all this money? It don't pay to treat people good.
I don't like that.
I know. But that's the reality. It don't pay to treat people good.
I don't like that.
People don't look. We can go on. This is one of them crazy subjects. This is a tangent right here. You talking about a tangent? We got all kinds of examples where when you're good to people, they slaughter you.
I don't have any comments.
I know.
Because I'm just I'm a humanitarian. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I believe in treating humans with at least the basic decencies in life. So, sorry. Can't help it.
I got you. I hear you.
May not be popular, but
right.
Can't help it.
Yeah, we're not talking about unpopularity. I'm just talking about facts. It's just
I'm just talking about my thought process may not be popular, like you were saying. You know,
yeah.
When you treat people good, they tend, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah, you nice to folks.
Yeah, they will eat you alive. They, I agree.
Right. I mean, well, no, the nicer you are, and we talk about nice, we're talking about above and beyond. That's how you get killed.
True.
I mean, we got a whole line of people who's nice to people and got killed for it. Yeah. Speaking of not being nice to people, though, we want to give a shout out to New York Mets former GM Jarrett Porter. I want to know why I'm shouting out Jarrett Porter.
What did Jarrett Porter do?
Well, Jarrett Porter was fired after text from 2016 came out.
Wow.
2016 came, shot him in the chest. Apparently, from he had a relationship with a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guess they had some idle flirtations, whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and then it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she was just like, you know, I'm not feeling it, or maybe they hit it once, you know, a few times, and like, you know what? Yeah, this just ain't gonna work.
Possibly.
Right. So they obtained the text history between Porter and the woman, and so it showed friendly communication between them. But then he starts sending selfies and asking if she had a boyfriend. And from July 19th through August the 10th, 2016, he sent 62 consecutive unanswered text messages to the reporter. Amongst the texts were multiple photos, including one of a naked, erect penis. So, he was fired. And,
okay.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, one of those pictures wasn't even me. It was just one of those internet stock pictures. I just wanted to send it to her. Now, see, I'm on the fact that he sent 62 consecutive unanswered text messages.
That's, I have an issue with that too. In a month.
Right. So it's not even a month.
It's less. Okay,
yeah.
3 weeks. Kind of giving him a month.
Right, you're giving him a month. Right. So you know that stalker status, right?
Yeah.
Because you figure after about 3 or 4, there's a hint.
Yeah.
I ain't answered. I just let that go.
Yeah.
Like he gonna stop, and then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Oh shit, he's still texting me.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Damn, he's still texting me. It's like a week later. He's still texting me.
I wonder why she just been blocking.
Well, she's a reporter.
True.
So
he was stupid.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where the job doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Crazy is crazy.
True.
And yeah.
Yeah. Poor thing though.
62.
He lost his job for something that happened 6 years ago.
Yeah, but but we don't know. Actually, five. Yeah, we don't know if he saw her and said some things. You ain't answering my text. You don't know. Right? It's like he could be crazy folk. So, to everyone, if you've ever sent out texts and they didn't answer back, 5 years from now, don't send 62. I think 62 is the breaking point. Mm. Maybe
yeah.
Stop at 12.
Okay.
12.
10, 12.
We'd be
yeah.
nice and say 12. You stop at 12.
Over a period of time, though. Not, you know what I mean?
No, get your 12 in. Just get your 12 in straight. Because over time is what makes it creepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, what's the longest then? You can do that.
No,
a week?
I just say you just get it in that day. Just knock
really?
Off to all 12 of them. If you want to be less creepy. Now, obviously, if you do that, you're a creeper. Right? But I'm trying to mitigate the creepiness. See, so 12 in a row in one day, it just,
you
hey.
You can't do 2 days?
No, I had
you
a...
You can't do 6 on one day and 6 on another
no,
day?
No, because I had
a... You got to give them time to respond.
No, I had a bad day. Because you could play it off. Look, I had a bad day. You know what? I wasn't right.
Yeah.
I ain't smoked my weed or whatever. I had an edible. It was one of them. You can throw that off.
That's true.
But when you talk about consecutive days and then you go into weeks, now you're a creeper.
Okay.
That's kind of it. So you gotta stay away from that.
Okay.
One day. 12 in one day.
All
right. 62?
No.
That's too much.
That's way too much. Unanswered.
You're on the super creepy
shit. If she had just said, leave me alone, or why do you keep texting me?
I'm not answering you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I could see him doing that if she was, like, you know, saying, oh, don't bother me anymore, I'm done. But she wasn't answering at all.
See, but that's what makes him a creeper. Because guess what? He's not getting an answer, and he can't stop.
Yeah.
And you're the GM of a ball club. You've got a status. So just with that status alone, you could get some.
But you
just
know,
based off your status.
I think that's the problem nowadays, though.
You think that's the problem?
That's not enough.
It's not enough. Okay.
No, it just every time I think about things like this, it reminds me. I can't remember the football player's name. But, you know, he was saying he had a different woman every night. And then he got tired of it, and it was just too easy, and it was boring, and women were throwing themselves. And he was very attractive. And then he started drugging them. And it's like, well, shit. For real. I mean, here you are. You know, you don't never have to, like, go out and try.
It's the power part, right? So it got boring. It's like,
yeah,
you know, what? Oh, the problems. You go somewhere and everybody wants to suck your dick.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
But then I just always, then like I said, that's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Like people throwing themselves at you.
It's just, I can see how.
So that one person that doesn't buy into that, then you're like, I gotta get this one person. So then it becomes an obsession.
No,
he probably didn't even want her, really. You know what I mean? It's just the fact that she wasn't, you know.
No, he's just crazy.
I think that stuff makes people crazy, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're gonna go on break. This is Brand Nubian. Word is bond.
I'm doing fine, wild, yeah. and I'm the most chosen one. Sun shines like a beacon similar to how
as I receive the mic for the last time, I clear up your past crime. All felonies could go as long as you know brand Nubian will stand. Without the use of a band, we always brush up a plan.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Brand Nubian, Word is Bond. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right, so, you know what? I found out something very, very interesting. Pharmaceutical companies are immune from COVID-19 vaccine lawsuits.
Yeah, well, actually, not just COVID, just all vaccines.
Yeah. That's an interesting fact.
It is.
They have no liability for their vaccine products. There is a vaccine court, though, that you can lodge your complaints to.
Is that like the complaint box at work?
Yeah. I used to have...
The suggestion box?
Yeah, I used to have a complaint sign that had a grenade with number, take a number.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was inappropriate. So.
Yeah, I mean, in this time, it kind of
yeah. Is. It's a funny joke, but
yeah, I mean, with adults, they probably would. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Everybody's on high.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, because there are people who are dumb enough to kill people. Because they get angry over, you know, Flintstones has a black person in the cartoon now. It's too
Do
much.
No. No, I know.
I'm just saying.
It's a nice thought.
Right. I'm just saying. I mean, because, you know, I watched some of the videos, and it's amazing. I mean, because I like amazing stories, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, The Mandalorian. In the Star Wars thing, it's done by Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, online, they're getting the greatest hand jobs and blowjobs ever, metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
The love, and so Kathleen Kennedy, who did the Star Wars movies, which were terrible. Yeah, you can agree with that, but they're like, she's putting her gender politics into it and trying to make all the white men look stupid, and that's why those movies fail. It's like, no, she just wrote,
yeah,
you know,
storyline wasn't good.
Yeah, she didn't understand the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was trying too hard to bring in characters. And so it's what happens with non-comic book nerds who get onto a comic book nerd story.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not into the comic, you can't jump in. And then, because what she wanted to do, she wanted to introduce the woman character and the quote-unquote black character. But the tried and true thing that they always do when they do that is they always try to diminish the characters before them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's always wrong. You just never do that. No, those characters remain awesome. And you add awesome to the universe. It's just, there's a way you can do that. It's just, I've always wondered why people do that. But see, that's the politic part that they do. Mine are better. Yours suck. But it's like, theirs have been around for, was Star Wars 70s?
It's 78 or 9.
Yeah. So, we talking about 40 some years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't, it's like you trying to kill somebody's parent.
Yeah.
You know, they grew up with that person and you're saying, nah, that person ain't no good. Look, I got this step parent for you. And they're awesome.
And they might be though.
Yeah, but they
nobody
weren't.
Wants a step parent still.
Well, no. I mean, but no, they weren't because you didn't give respect to the parent.
Oh.
So it's a metaphor for life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can give, you know, people can move on from somebody else and grow into something else, but that don't mean you disrespect that parent.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to show the respect, and then everybody will be cool. When you get disrespectful, shit gets ugly. Always. And so, what does that have to do with vaccines and lawsuits? Well, basically, it's just saying you're fucked.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work and you fall out.
I mean, there's been some people who have already had an allergic reaction. They don't know a doctor has died. They don't know if he died from the vaccine or if he died from something else. They haven't came out and said anything. But
of course not.
No. So, I don't know.
Well, they might have sent it to the vaccine court.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
possibly. So, yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, but then be careful with all vaccines.
Right.
Because none of them, you can't sue for any of them.
Right.
Yeah, which I didn't know until the COVID vaccine. Like, nobody ever said they're not liable.
Well, see, that's where I have a problem. See, and it's weird because you have folks who will ride and stomp for an election that was clearly won by somebody else, right? You'll
mm-hmm.
ride for that.
Mm-hmm.
But these folks will kill you. But you'll never ride on them.
No.
And you know where they're at. They don't even have security. That's the funny part. Y'all gonna ride on folks that got security. But the folks that's really killing you, you won't ride on them. I ain't advocating violence. Never my intent.
Well, it's not even a question, though. They're not even questioned.
Right. Well, I'm just observation.
Yeah.
Just an observation. I always thought it was weird. And on that note, Groundhog Day. Even weirder.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what is that shit that happened again? Well, Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, lifelong Democrat, who decided right after the election, I'm going to go from Democrat to Republican. Now, I ain't mad at him for switching from Democrat to Republican, right? I ain't mad at him for that. That means nothing to me. I'm not Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit matters to me. What matters to me is this. See, him leaving is essentially taking away the truth. He leaves an out for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I'm about the truth. So remember, it was about to be, you get everything you want passed,
because
you got the majority. Now, he's going to vote Republican, so you don't have the majority.
That shouldn't even be, like, legal.
But it doesn't matter.
I mean, you shouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to leave, like.
Yeah, but you can. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can be all that you can be. You know, he switches from Democrat to Republican or Libertarian or the Green Party or the water party. It don't matter. You know, I'm just mad at him because it was like, finally, it was going to be there. Like, okay. So now.
Let's see.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of talk.
Yeah.
We gonna get all this done. Y'all put in the work. You get the majority. Now, guess what? We going to deliver. I was like, all right, let's see. Now there's an out. Guess what? This dude, and it could be, and I think about it now, maybe this is a brilliant move on his part.
Why?
Oh, because you have to bribe me for my vote. You know, Vernon Jones might be typical politician. Look, you want my vote? I don't necessarily, you know, he's like, yeah, Democrats don't represent me anymore, da 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 da. Fuck you, pay me.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So we'll see. But I'm upset because he took it out. He took it out of the hands of Biden.
Yeah.
And so now there's plausible deniability. So when none of his campaign promises come to fruition, he'll say, well, hey, Vernon Jones fucked us.
Yeah.
So it's sitting right there. Oh, Vernon. Fuck you, Vernon. Fuck you, Vernon.
Yeah, you could have held some feet to the fire, but now...
Yep. He did that. Shout out to Vernon. Shout out to Vernon. Trying to get his paper. And, well, I mean, he's an opportunist. I guess waiting on politicians to do right by the people is... the exact opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. And speaking of holding people's feet to the fire, so did you see when people were mad at Cardi B about a week ago?
Yes.
So I guess she was on this video and her kid comes in and she turns off the song.
Yeah.
You know, playing her WAP song. And folks was mad. It was mad, Brown Sugar.
You too good to let your baby listen to that song. Mm-hmm. I let my baby listen to that. That's the song we wake up to.
Right. and it's like... And they were mad. She was like, no, I make music for adults, not for kids. It's like, it's not good enough for your kid, but it's good for ours. And I'm like, you let your kid listen to WAP?
Exactly.
And the sad thing, I was out Saturday, and I saw the worst thing on earth. Just one of the worst things in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
A mother and... whoever the dude was, the father, husband, whatever, I don't know, boyfriend, doesn't matter. They're hotboxing in the car with their youngster in the back.
Mm.
I'm like, y'all hotboxing in the car with your youngster in the back seat. It just...
Never understand it.
See, so I use Scum of the Earth, right? Mm-hmm. I use Scum of the Earth. I don't wish cancer on folks like I used to. You know, I don't wish that folks' balls start leaking, or you just, there's a hole in your butt and all the juiciness in your butt just, you like running down the street and it just leaks out. Mm-hmm. I don't wish that on people. I'm just saying that if you're hotboxing with your kid in the car, you are scum of the earth.
And they should choke on their smoke. I always hope they choke.
Hold on. Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. So... I say, I wish all these bad things on people. And you're like, don't do that. You can't
wish cancer on people. I don't wish cancer on anybody.
But you wish they choke?
Yeah, they don't have to choke to death. They could just choke.
They don't have to die from cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
See? 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 Woo, man. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. The hypocrisy is everywhere.
Well, we all are hypocrites. So.
The hypocrisy is everywhere.
We're all hypocrites.
Yeah. So
it's the human experience.
Well, actually, we're not all hypocrites. And so this is one of my points. So mm-hmm. Mike Pompeo, outgoing Secretary of State. He had a statement.
Mm-hmm.
He said, wokeism, multiculturalism, all the isms, they're not who America is. They distort our glorious founding and what this country is all about. Our enemies stoke these divisions because they know they make us weaker. Now, there was a lot of people that was like, hey, multiculturalism is not wrong, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I'm sitting up there like, no, Mike Pompeo told the truth. That's not who America has never embraced multiculturalism or any of that.
Yeah.
America embraced racism. And so it made me go, because this is Martin Luther King week,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to reach back into Martin Luther King, and I quote, "I have almost reached the regrettable conclusion that the Negro's greatest stumbling block in his stride toward freedom is not the white citizen's counselor or the Ku Klux Klanner, but the white moderate who is more devoted to order than to justice, who prefers a negative peace, which is the absence of tension, to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice, who constantly says, I agree with you in the goal you seek, but I cannot agree with your methods of direct action, who paternalistically believes he can set the timetable for another man's freedom, who lives by a mythical concept of time, and who constantly advises the Negro to wait for a more convenient season." So, Martin Luther King, not the Ku Klux Klanner, not the white counselor, the moderate. Just wait, your time will come. Strong words. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue talking with us, we're in the Smooth Drama chat room. We'd love to hear from you. Other than that, we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She
is the lady with her hands up. Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama. Smooth.